on the Triple M app and on your radio. This is the Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
And from Channel 7 and helps us out occasionally, Jim Dunley, Mark Stevens, who's a star. Yes. Steve-o, thanks for joining us, mate. And it's all about the fixture.
It is. We just had a Zoom meeting with Travis Hall, the fixer guru. That's the way of the times. But a lot of twists and turns in this fixture, guys. A lot of stories, including Richmond. Mm. They have to play West Coast on the Gold Coast in round 5 on a Thursday yes. night. So that sums up this bizarre world we live in.
I think at the top there, just appeal to the masses. You've got a couple of blockbusters to start. Collingwood, obviously, and Hawthorn involved, Richmond involved. So the big clubs, Geelong, they're throwing them in at the top of the restart, Steve-o.
Yeah, and they've got a showdown as well. So they're going hard early, talking to Travis Old. They're not going to keep their powder dry and wait for crowds. They just think, well, let's just get it kick-started with all the big matches in round 2, 3, and 4. And a lot of the slots, so the key slots are taken up by the big clubs, of course, and GWS, so the Bulldog rival will be in round 3 as well.
Oh, yeah.
On a Friday night.
The Cats will be happy, mate. They got 3 out of the first 4 at GMHBA.
And they have, and it's confirmed again today that every home game Geelong will be down at the Cattery, which makes sense, doesn't it? And Chris Scott's lobbying's obviously paid off. If you've got no crowds, Billy.
Yeah.
Why not play down there? Because, I think that's fair enough. So I'll be backing them to make top 4. Now, they never lose down there on that narrow ground, Billy.
They never do. They just struggle a bit in the MCG. Also, a couple of double headers I see at Metricon.
Yeah, they're slotting in some double headers as well. And the interesting thing about the Perth sides is they've got the 4 games up there, but only one of those will be considered an away game. Yeah. So that's not a bad deal either, is it, really? So their hub sort of play each other. And because, Gold Coast played Port in the first round, that's the only reason why Richmond has to venture up there, because they sort of couldn't quite do the full hub because they've already played one of those matchups. But it's interesting the Tigers won. I think if you're a Richmond supporter, you're probably a bit flat having to go up there, although Travis Auld said that you'd rather play them, play them up there than in Perth.
That is true. Who loses out of this 4-round draw?
Well, I'm just having a look at it. I reckon the Saints probably a bit flat. They don't. Just having a quick look at it, JB, they don't appear to be on any free-to-air TV, so not a lot of Channel 7 action on the main station. And the AFL's made it clear, really, to clubs that you have to perform if you want to stay on the big stage. So they put them on notice. They've got 4 weeks now to perform. If they don't play a good brand of footy, you can slip out to off-Broadway pretty quickly this year, I think, on a shortened season. And of course, the concern is if you go 0-2 or 0-3, JB, ooh, you're just about out the back door in a 17-game.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to get back from there. Tell us about the double headers.
Yeah, they're filling with a few double headers as well, and that rolls into a 6 o'clock start, which is interesting, isn't it? Don't you think the 6:10 start in footy now on a Sunday night?
Sunday night, yeah.
So they're obviously testing that out as far as they'll be Fox games. But do you think that can work going forward in that time slot? It's a funny one, isn't it? I'd probably prefer a little bit later so you can sit down and have a look.
Yeah, but no crowds, no kids getting there, getting home for school the next day and things like that. So they're testing it like the Thursday nights, I suppose. What about also your Channel 7? They're going to broadcast the Big Freeze number 6. Tell us about that.
They are Queen's birthday. I believe it won't be a slide, obviously, but they've put the challenge out to every club to name a player to come up with a certain ice challenge, and that's whether to do a bucket challenge or whatever they want. So I think that'll all be videoed and pulled together. I think this is a good one, Billy, don't you? Who would you get down at the Cattery? Gary Ablett Jr.?
No, you'd get someone that was a bit out there.
Tom Stewart?
Gary Rowan?
I'd get Jack Stephen to just come in and do something, or skate around on the ice or something like that.
We're gonna ask you about Jack Stephen next. We need to take a break. But before we do, Steve-o, they've done bloody well with the beanies, is my understanding. Even with no footy, the beanies have flown off the shelves of Coles.
Oh, they have. And what a great innovation to put them in the supermarket there. I think they're well ahead of they have in previous years, and that's without any footy, and we haven't had the usual hype around it. So well ahead of expectation. It's a revelation, to be honest, to the Big Freeze.
Coles and or Bunnings and yes. $20.
No, bloody oath. All right, let's have a break, Steve-o. We need to ask you about Jack Stephen, also a bit of Joe Danaher next. Ooh.
Channel 7 Chief AFL Reporter Mark Stevens joins us.
Oh, he does indeed. We love Steve-O. He's up and about and he's got all the news. Just told us about the fixture, but we want to know about Jack Stephen, who actually reported to training today, which is unbelievable. And I was there, Steve-O. I didn't see you there, but I was there and I said to him...
Were you in a bin waiting for him?
I was. I said, how do you like your salad rolls?
Yeah, nice and healthy, so I'm looking forward to getting back in. Good to see the boys. So, back into it.
The club is expected to take a steady approach.
How do you like? Someone's just jumped in on your story.
That was the Channel 10 guy, mate. Channel 9. You don't want to give Braden Ingram a bit of a bump up there, but that was a good question, Billy.
No, he's back. That's unbelievable. Yeah. Only happened last week, of course, and he's back at training. And as we know, Jim, footy clubs, they're fantastic like this. The boys all want to see him. He'll be in good care, and he just wants to get back for a bit of banter too, I reckon.
Oh, no doubt, and I think he looked pretty positive and healthy, as he said, and the wound can't have been too bad. So obviously he's had some issues to work through, but he could be a chance to get up for round two. We've still got a couple of weeks, and the Cats have certainly backed him in, and I reckon he's going to be a handy pickup if he can just get himself right, because players who move clubs have a history in their first year at a new club are just turning it on, Billy.
Yep.
Tell us about Joe Danaher. So much speculation about whether he will be with the Bombers beyond this year, whether he'll play footy in the next 17 rounds. Where's he at?
Well, we spotted him again today. He came out on the track. It was after lunch, but didn't do a lot, again, to really inspire any confidence. So he looks a fair way off. Do you think there's a chance that he's just cooling his jets, keeping it low-key, just preparing to pack his bags as a fresh...
Well, Jim reckons that. Well, Jim was talking about that last week. Jim, I reckon you nearly started all this.
No, I just said if I was the Essendon list management people, Steve-O, and I had my time again, would I look at taking what was on offer this, during the trade period last year? Because, I mean, they had no way of knowing that this whole COVID-19 thing was going to strike us. But I don't know. They won't get as much for him if he leaves as a restricted free agent.
No, for sure. And I think it's pretty obvious, don't you think, guys, that he'll be in Sydney next year? I think he's just getting his head around that. He needs a change. And I think he'd be a handy player in a fresh environment. And we saw John Patton last year, a bit of a different one. He sort of warehoused himself, didn't he?
He did.
He could have come back in about round 15, but he thought, no, I'll get myself right, move to a new club. Perhaps that could happen with Joe Danaher. Of course, he's out there doing his best, but why would you sort of risk yourself at the moment if you're looking to move on, boys?
And if you're not 100%, he's got to be right when he comes back. Now, contact training today for all the AFL clubs started, and you were down at Collingwood, and they tell me it was fair dinkum. It was hot.
Yeah, it was a mini practice game, sort of four quarters by 15 minutes, bucks. This is the new world of footy with no development coaches, and, of course, our good mate Brad Gotch is not there. Buddha Hocking's not there. Yeah. Pebbles. Rocker, he's still stood down. So Bucks was umpiring, throwing the ball up in the middle. And, they went at it hard. I think they're ahead of most clubs. The way they're really rolling the dice in many ways. I think the Pies are just having a crack and deciding, well, we're just going to go full tilt here because it was full contact, a bit windy. The skills were a bit rough, but pretty impressive, I thought.
So you're saying they're ahead, whereas Bucks was the one that said he's worried about only having 3 or 4 weeks leading.
Yeah, you might be worried, but I think they're just saying, let's just come out all guns blazing. They're certainly not conservative in the way they're going about. I reckon they were out there for longer than 2 hours and went very hard at it. It's only Treloar and Greenwood, who both got little calf injuries that are a concern. So as a mature team, Billy, I think the Pies, they're primed. They'll give the Tigers a shake round two.
Now, Steve-O, we keep hearing with the Nine and Fox deal for the NRL about to be announced long-term, all the rest of it, we keep hearing that the broadcast deal with the AFL is going to be extended. You're a Seven man. Tell us what's going on there, please.
Well, I think things are chugging away, JB, but, not getting a lot of love from Lewis Martin. The boss is keeping very tight-lipped on it. And I tried him for a fixture leak or two, too, in recent days. Very tight-lipped.
You got to talk to Brian.
Yeah, you got to go to Lewis through Brian.
Brian wakes up next to him.
Yeah, what, Brian Royal?
No, BT.
Brian.
Brian knows everything about it.
Oh, he would, mate. He did the fixture, didn't he? But no, we can't get a lot of detail. But I think the partnership between Seven and AFL, you'd know this, JB, is pretty solid.
Yep.
I mean, it's not quite a loving, but it's a very harmonious relationship, and I can't see it ending.
When he's not chopping down trees illegally, Brian, is there any news on the volume of the noise crowd?
Oh, yeah. The applause.
Crowd noise, I think, is what he's trying to ask.
Oh, the crowd noise. Noise crowd. Crowd, same thing.
Yeah, Steve-o. It's not canned applause. We can't call it that. It's a synthetic maybe crowd noise that's sort of structured. We had Hollywood experts get involved, specialists. I forget his name, but Lewis said there was someone in Hollywood. and then we've sort of merged it all together, and there'll be a DJ or a sound mixer there DJ. With a... There will be. He's have a hand on a knob or a twist. He'll twist it.
Just like you.
Knob just asked that question.
Yeah, he'll twirl it as the atmosphere builds and we get towards goal, and he'll tone it back at the right. So he's a very powerful man in round one, the sound effects guy. So.
DJ Oatsy.
I think it works, though. It's more of a hum, and it's a subtle thing, guys, just to get
it'll be brilliant, Steve-o. I couldn't agree with you anymore. I think it's going to work perfectly. And you wait till you get hold of the 7 product, fat boy. You'll find it'll be superb.
Where's Bruce going to call from, Steve-o?
In Adelaide somewhere. I think he's been doing a great job on the racing. I've been watching racing probably with no footy on. Yeah. But, no, he's been doing a good job there. So I think that'll happen remotely and it'll be smooth as silk as usual with Big Brian involved.
Thank you, Brian. All right, Steve-o, great chatting to you. Thanks for jumping on.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Mark.